Our next presentation, we're now getting into some Fifth Circuit topics, and we're going to get the U.S. Fifth Circuit update from David Cole, who's well known to people in this room, partner at Lynn, Pinkerhurst, and Schwigman. He's a former Fifth Circuit clerk with Judge Higginbotham. He keeps a blog about business cases in the Fifth Circuit, and I did not know this, even though I've known David for a long time. He is the only known Texas appellate lawyer, this is from the website, who has been fictionalized in a romance novel series as the lawyer for an outlaw motorcycle gang. So hopefully we'll hear something about that. So, all right. Okay. So true story. So let's welcome David Cole. And by the way, since you're intrepid to stick with this all afternoon, there are snacks. You can sneak away as you wish to grab snacks.
Okay. What's that?
Oh, my God. That's right. And we have also presenting Rafi McKelnian. He's a partner with Wright, Close, and Barter. And he is also a former Fifth Circuit clerk for Judge Elrod. And he has a nationwide trial and appellate practice, including successfully briefing and arguing before the U.S. Supreme Court. So let's welcome Rafi as well as David. There you go.
Okay. Great. Should I just go ahead?
Go for it.
All right, great. Well, thank you, everyone, for being here. We're going to try to trade-off in this Fifth Circuit update. Last year, I think I did it alone, and so we decided listening to me drone on for half an hour was too much. So there's two of us this year. So I'm going to start with the action in the U.S. Supreme Court arising from the Fifth Circuit. There's actually not as much as usual this year. I think the COVID pandemic maybe upped the number of cases that are going from the Fifth Circuit to SCOTUS in the last couple of years. This year has been a little quieter. The biggest thing that's happening right this second is the action going on about the abortion pill mifepristone. So that is a pill that a district judge in Texas held that its authorization was illegal. There was an appeal to the Fifth Circuit. The Fifth Circuit held that the initial authorization was legal, but that changes to the regulations that allowed it to be prescribed without a doctor's visit were illegal. Those were in 2016. And so the government took an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court on an emergency basis in the so-called shadow docket, and the U.S. Supreme Court stayed the opinion of the Fifth Circuit on that mifepristone pill. So that the pill is currently available. The Fifth Circuit has the case before it on the merits, but the Supreme Court has said that there's a stay pending even that decision until the U.S. Supreme Court acts in however long it may be. You know, this could be a matter for next year. So that's probably the most exciting thing that's happening right now. There is a very big case that we're waiting on that was argued in November. That's Brackeen. It's called all kinds of things, but most people refer to it as Brackeen. It is a challenge to the Indian Child Welfare Act, which is a very important statute that protects Native children in the family court system. In other words, essentially, if a non-Native family is trying to adopt a Native American child, ICWA, which is what people refer to it as, imposes certain limitations on the potential adoption. There's a challenge to that based on the 14th Amendment. The Fifth Circuit struck down part of ICWA and upheld other parts of it in a very complicated en banc decision last year. U.S. Supreme Court heard argument, and I listened to that argument maybe three times, and I have no idea what they're going to do. Whatever they do with it, that's going to be an incredibly important case for Native American children all across the country, whichever way you think it ought to come out. The other one I wanted to briefly touch on is Helix Energy Solutions Group. One, it's a very important case sort of in the business world, but also it was argued by a lawyer from Houston, so big kudos to him, Ed Sullivan. He argued it I think, for 5 years in the Fifth Circuit, back and forth, and then finally took it to the U.S. Supreme Court.